Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's going to be another scorcher of a day, at least not as much wind as yesterday. That's according to the weather service. Pretoria reaching a high of 31, Johannesburg 31 as well, Emalahleni 28 and Mbombela 30, Polokwane 31 and Rustenburg up to 33.
In Benoni, a stationary vehicle on the R21 northbound after Benoni Road. The left lane is closed there, so just be aware of that.
In Pretoria, various dignitaries as well as family and friends of previous liberation stalwarts are gathering at Freedom Park. This is where President Cyril Ramaphosa will officiate the homecoming of their remains. This is now 49 people who died in Zimbabwe and Zambia. Moving abroad in America, officials say Hurricane Helene made landfall in the state of Florida, so the storm is classified as extremely dangerous. Officials are warning against a potential storm surge, listen to this, high enough to swamp a two-story house. More on jackarandfm.com. And then looking at our business news.
Sorry, where is this?
This is in Florida.
Oh.
In the USA.
Wow.
So Reuters reports that the Rand has hit its repeated 20-month highs this week following recent rate cuts in the US and, of course, by South Africa's central bank. Markets have also remained upbeat about the future prospects of the coalition government, which has crossed 100 days in power. And news from the continent. At least five African countries are working on what could be the world's first joint debt for nature swap. So this is to raise at least $2 billion to protect a coral-rich part of the Indian Ocean. So debt for nature deals are becoming increasingly popular for poorer nations to pay for conservation. Bonds and loans are bought and replaced with cheaper debt, and the savings is then used for environmental protection. A dollar this morning trading at 17 Rand 22, a euro 19 Rand 23 cents, and a pound 23 Rand 6. Gold trading at $2,671.64 per fine ounce, and oil a bit lower than yesterday at $71.30 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Madeline Ifrishia, more news at 7.
Well, it's all eyes on Mbombela this weekend. Argentina making 7 changes for tomorrow's rugby championship decider in Mbombela. One of the changes was due to flanker Marcos Kremer picking up an injury last Saturday. Fellow flanker Pablo Matera and lock Franco Molina both start on the bench. Juan Martin Gonzalez and Thomas Lavanini will take their places in the starting lineup. Santiago Grondona comes in for Kremer. 4 changes among the backs. Santiago Carreras, wing Rodrigo Iscro, and Matias Moreno, as well as scrum half Gonzalo Garcia, all promoted to the starting lineup. Will Argentina have to beat South Africa by more than 7 points and score at least 3 more tries than their rivals to overtake the Springboks and become champions for the first time? But Malcolm Marx says there's very little chance of the Springboks underestimating the Pumas.
Yeah, I think we obviously slacked off in certain areas for some reason, but we obviously that. A recap on the game and had a look to see where we can improve and where we can get better, and worked on that throughout this week. Hopefully we can put it together for a full 80 this weekend.
Kickoff is at 5 o'clock. At 5 past 9 tomorrow morning, the All Blacks host the Wallabies in Wellington in their last Bledisloe Cup clash. And both Chad Leclos and Rebecca Meader achieved World Championship qualifying times in 2 events on the opening day of the SA Short Course Champs in Durban yesterday, with Ruart van Rienen also adding his name to the mix. I'm Xolani Jinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more. So just dance, dance. You love.
There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Like this.